Brother Ass found Father Elijah in the onion garden. The old monk was hoeing, sweating under his straw bonnet, and the young brother felt a moment of pity for him. "Father Prior wants you." "Thank you, brother." "You're to go right now," he says. "Don't worry about washing up. Come right away." His words spilled out all a jumble, as they usually did. He was referred to as Brother Ass because of his simplicity and his preference for any household task that could be accomplished by beasts of burden. Elijah thought of him as the small one. "Hurry, hurry," he nagged. His good eye was laughing. The other was scarred and set in a permanent wink. He was a Christian Palestinian, a gangly, uncomplicated boy who did not mind being insignificant. He was not held in esteem by most of the fathers and brothers. He was sloppy and forgot the rule almost every day, although he was always sincerely repentant. Their attitude toward him was usually patient. At its worst, and then only rarely, it was condescending. Elijah liked him very much, and between them there was a sincere, if detached, affection. "I happen to know, Father, that a big telephone call came from Italy an hour ago. Brother Sylvester told me when we passed in the hall after prayers." He clapped a hand over his mouth, and his one good eye contorted in shame.